Hello, my name is Krille and I'm the lead developer of FluffyChat. FluffyChat is a Matrix client which is open, non-profit and cute. It aims to be easy to use and it is secure and decentralized, of course, like all Matrix clients, and it is available for a lot of platforms. First of all, of course, Android, iOS, it is also in the F-Droid store. Then we also have a web version of it, and it is available as a Linux client where we distribute it as a snap and a Flatpak. So FluffyChat is made in Flutter. Flutter is a framework built on top of the programming language Dart, and this means it can compile to native apps on our platforms. So when I say it is a web app there, it compiles to JavaScript while it compiles to native machine code on all other platforms. So it is a true native app everywhere. So here you can see it as a native Linux app. And as I can show you here, the design is made with responsiveness in mind. So if you make the window smaller or bigger, the design is always fitting in. So this would, for example, be the same as what you get on the mobile phone, while this would be what you have on, for example, a tablet or a small laptop. And you want a little bit more features, you can also have a three-column mode as well. Okay, what features does FluffyChat have? FluffyChat has push notifications on Android and iOS. It has local notifications on Linux and on the web. And by the way, FluffyChat is in theory available for macOS and Windows, but we are not yet publishing it there. It is possible to build it for these platforms, but the problem for macOS is it is a very huge work to bring something into the App Store of macOS, and for iOS it was necessary to do it, but for macOS we are not yet sure if it is worth the effort because it looks like that iOS apps are available on macOS in the future anyway. So we are thinking about if it is worth the effort. And on Windows, the problem is we do not have anyone yet who has done the work. And I, for example, do not have a Windows machine to publish something there. So the CI is building Windows versions of FluffyChat, but we do not have a way to update it. So push notifications are a very important feature if you use it on mobile. FluffyChat supports two different ways of push notifications. One way is to use Google Firebase Cloud Messaging. While this is not that bad for privacy, as you might think, because if you take a look in the privacy policy, you can see it. This is everything Google can see from your messages then. It is just the event ID and the room ID, not who has sent the message or the message content. And that's basically everything Google can see here. It's still not that nice to use it. So on phones without Google services, you can use Unified Push. Yeah, we also can, of course, create a new group. See our archive chats. We have settings where you can change our style. Where you can also change the color of the chat. We have a dark mode. You can change the wallpaper, the font size, and the bubble size. And yeah, that's mostly it of FluffyChat Works. Thanks for watching, and see you later.